In our worldview today, Ukraine is beefing up its defenses, adding 100,000 additional troops to its military and raising pay for soldiers. The expansion is set to occur over the next 3 years. The commitment comes as Russia builds up its military presence along Ukraine's border. But President Vladimir Zelensky has pushed back against U.S. warnings that a Russian attack is imminent. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is set to speak with Secretary of State Antony Blinken again today. The State Department confirmed on Monday it had received a written follow-up to discuss Russian demands for NATO and its allies to reduce their presence in the region. Over in Myanmar, silence on the streets as the country marked 1 year since the military coup. Activists held silent strikes, urging businesses to close in protest of the military government despite threats of arrests. And Yangon, some took their protests public, chanting anti-military slogans early this morning, while others marched in support of the ruling government. More than 1,500 people have been killed in pro-democracy protests since former leader Aung San Suu Kyi was removed from power. Nearly 12,000 demonstrators have been arrested, according to the UN. Outside of the country, the U.S., Britain, and Canada imposed new sanctions, calling for arms sales to be halted to the country globally. And yet another journalist has been killed in Mexico, making this the fourth murder in roughly a month. A photographer for the local website, Monitor Michoacan, was murdered in the city of Zitácuaro. The director of the website said the shooting followed months of death threats brought on by reporting on government corruption. The victim, Robert Toledo, was filming a new video column for the site when three gunmen attacked.